بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Living the Quran through the Living Quran, an audio-visual translation of Tafsir al-Nur of Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati, translated by Salim Bimji and edited by Arif Huda. Audio version read out by the translator. In this 22-part series, we will be reviewing Chapter 58 of the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Mujadila, The Pleading Woman. Disobedience to Allah. Those who oppose Allah and His Messenger in the observance of Allah's bounds will certainly be abased in the world, even as those who did likewise before them were abased. We have certainly sent down clear revelations to guide you to happiness in both worlds, and for the unbelievers there is a humiliating punishment. Thinking points. The phrase, those who oppose Allah, means to set up roadblocks and to go against the limits of Allah, whether this be by physically setting up things, or through displays of stubbornness, sabotage, and conspiracy. The word kubitu has been translated as abased, but it also means suppressing and destroying. Now in this chapter, the sentence which reads, indeed those who oppose Allah and His Messenger, it has been mentioned twice, and in both verses where this phrase occurs, the outcome of humiliation and disgrace has been mentioned as the retribution for those who seek to put up barriers in the implementation of the limits which Allah has laid down. Just as we see in verse 20 of this chapter, in which Allah says, indeed it is they, those who oppose Allah and His Messenger, that shall be among the most abased and humiliated. Takeaway messages. 1. Insisting on customs which are steeped in barbarism. The pre-Islamic life and culture in Arabia, as compared to the teachings and practices of Islam, and which ignore the rules sent by the Divine, are akin to waging war against Allah and His Messenger. 2. When it comes to the conflict between right, haq, and wrong, batil, defeat and disgrace is the outcome of falsehood. 3. Allah has prescribed the same approvals and warnings for faith or war against Him for those who show faith or war against His Prophet. 4. When it comes to the implementation of the divine commands and regulations, one must not place obstructions in the way, as there is only a bitter end for individuals who do so. 5. We must warn those who are opposed to Allah and His rulings. 6. If we have any doubts about the disgrace which the people of falsehood will face, we need only look to history to see the outcome of those in the past who faced a similar fate. 7. History and historical events have a law and are based on a divine tradition, Sunnatullah. 8. The truth, Haqq, has always had enemies. 9. The divine wrath comes after the completion of the argument from Allah. 10. The signs of Allah are clear and numerous to see. 11. Fighting against the prophets of Allah is akin to insulting them, and therefore, the punishment of such people is nothing more than humiliation. 12. Obstructing and fighting against the truth is either due to disbelief, or it is something which will eventually end at disbelief. We'll continue in our next session with verse number 6.